This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F. F.
Well, hello there, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. I'm Graham, and this is the Sports with a Capital F podcast. And guess who else is here? General Griff McGriff.
Co-host of the show.
Exactly. You're co-hosting your ass off, man. I'm telling you, man,
I'm back. I just had to take some time off to make some changes. Recycling's a big deal. I had to get some bins from Target and everything.
Well, I'm happy to have you back, sir. What's going on? We're
not much, doing better than I deserve.
That's a profound statement. I don't know that I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, no one hardly ever says it.
It's almost always true.
It's very true in my case. I should be in a dungeon somewhere. But
right. I've never thought about that because I've never heard anyone say, "Oh, I'm doing better than I deserve." We're guys who often find ourselves whining to each other about how we're not doing as good as we think we should be, but we're definitely doing better than either of us deserves.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. God bless America. Yeah, like when my tiny satellite TV in my pocket isn't quite working right and I'm angry about it. I pay like $40 a month for.
Yeah, no, I was doing a group video chat with a bunch of people all over the country who are idiot friends of mine doing shots of whiskey. I was using space satellites and billions of dollars worth of infrastructure and some of the greatest innovations in technology man has ever experienced to do shots with idiots. Yeah, that was good. I loved that you started the podcast with that.
So here we are. We could talk about basketball. Cavs won big. LeBron had a big game. So what else we got?
Looks like the Spurs aren't going to be able to pull it out, and they think that covers the NBA.
I was watching that first game, and I tweeted, they were beating the shit out of the Warriors. And I was tweeting, like, who forgot about the Spurs? Everybody. And
yeah,
I saw that. Pretty happy.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it was instantaneous. The minute it was the swing happened, 16-0 run. I mean, you could go back in time, and it would be crazy. I should get the sixth man award for the Warriors. Draymond Green didn't even have to kick anybody in the balls. He just twisted that one dude's ankle.
It's always good to see the Warriors be able to win without Draymond Green having to kick somebody in the nuts or hoof anybody in their sack.
They look tough with Durant going to the hoop, those guys on the outside. But James is he's coming into his own. I mean, he's always obviously been pretty good, but I have to say, he finally starting to look like the guy that everyone's been saying he is. Like, now he just looks unstoppable. Before, the only person stopping him really was himself. He was kind of, had like some issues with being a bitch or something. But then
that's accurate, though.
I would totally say that to his face as long as there was like a thick, like, bulletproof
thing, yeah,
between us. I would
I wouldn't trust flimsy plexiglass because he could probably destroy your face through the hood. I wouldn't do it through a wall because he would finally probably find the stud and be able to punch you
jump
through
over
the
it or
drywall.
Like slam through it.
Yeah. Or yeah, just punch you through it.
Or he'd be like, "What? I can't hear you." Put your head against the wall, and he would just like elbow it and knock you down.
He does seem to be coming into his own, and like you said, it does seem like he was his greatest adversary. His greatest obstacle.
No, he always was.
He'd
like pass the ball in a big
moment,
like turn it over.
He drank his own Kool-Aid for a very, very long time. Not that he doesn't anymore, but it's giving him results that are unruly. They're next worldly.
That's good.
I still don't have to like him, but that's a fact.
He's not the best to ever play, but he's like a weird position. And in his defense, it's not fair, really, to compare him to Michael Jordan, because he's not that kind of guard, dude. It would be almost more fair to compare him to, like, Magic Johnson or something. It would be a more fair comparison, and he's a lot better. You know, Magic Johnson was one of the best players of all time, maybe top five, you know, top 10, whatever. Like, you've got to get on NBA Live. Like, that black top three-on-three, like,
wow,
all the different...
Sounds amazing.
Man, that's why I never bought that game, is because it instantly, like, sucked 10 hours of my life down the drain when I was at old boy's house.
I should get the old one.
Because, man, you could put the matchups. I mean, you could play a team of all Michael Jordans against a team of all Kobe Bryants from, like, all different championship years. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. We were playing, like, old Lakers teams over against the Warriors. It was pretty badass. It's kind of a long way. It used to be, like, one step up from the old double dribble on the 60s.
No, I agree. Basketball games, even up into the next-gen systems, to me, it was... Well, and it's about learning to use the buttons. I don't play a lot of basketball. I don't want to talk shit, but it's not... It just didn't seem to respond as well as some... Like, Madden started responding nicely in the early PlayStation 2 era, you know?
Dude, I became, like, Neo in the Matrix in MLB 17 on PlayStation 3. I know it's, like, a weird universe I play in. But for some reason, there's, like, a huge group of people, I guess, who just either can't afford it or not willing to pay for a PS4. At this point, it's not even like I'm playing a video game anymore. It's like you just can't beat me. It's just, you know, impossible. Like, I'm embedded in the code. The greatest MLB 17 PS3 player of all time.
You're the Agent Smith of MLB 17 on PS3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where you're like, I did that horrible scene where he turned into a whole bunch of it in like a cartoon.
That was one of the worst scenes in the history of filmmaking. It's like it must have cost so much money. The first Matrix was amazing because you'd never seen anything like that. And then between 1 and 2, that Matrix filmography was in every music video, every beer commercial,
like Taco Bell.
Yeah, everybody was using it to do things. And, you know, it became auto-tune, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I started slapping people in the back of the head in the theater when it first came out. Not really, but I thought about it. I was that excited. I almost did it.
No, it was easily one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen in the theaters. The problem was and that's like Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is... The first original three Star Wars are amazing, but...
New ones are shit.
No, they're great, but I'm talking about versus the original three. But and that's part of why those three and the new ones are so good, is because outside of it being an story, it's technically super impressive. You know, that was part of what was cool about the original Star Wars movies was how they did it. And then once how they did it stopped being cool at all, they had to rest on a story that was, you know, not good. But J.J. Abrams is taking it to the next level. You know why? Because he's
that last one,
models.
How they squeezed the storyline, like, in between. Like, basically told the story of how R2-D2 got the little video in him for Obi-Wan. Like, it was pretty good. I like how they're going about it. It's pretty cool. I'd like to jump off subject, though, and have a moment of silence for my Atlanta Braves. Toronto Blue Jays, those dirty bastards. Well, we had a little beef with them. They hit Freddie Freeman and broke his hand. My man had like 12 homers and was like on a historic pace. He was breaking records and shit. He was going off.
I saw that he injured his wrist. I didn't realize it was
they
from
broke.
A
yeah,
a
he
pit.
Just. I was on the way home and I got the live feed. He announced it all quiet and weird like he is. But man, he's a hell of a hitter. And they just, like, the Braves are notorious. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, they. When you do some shit, the Braves will throw at you, and they'll throw nasty.
It does seem to be a thing, too, with these like kind of struggling Braves teams of the last few years, is that they're not going to be walked over.
Not struggling, rebuilding.
Rebuilding, sorry, rebuilding. But they have shown that they're not going to be walked over. The team that won the World Series last year went in there and laid a massive egg in the first game. If you come in there half-stepping, they'll break out the stick.
Oh, yeah, no, laying for anybody. Look past us. If Julio Teheran's on the mound, you might be in trouble. Now, but dude, Freeman's got a moment of silence for the Braves because they're done.
I will have a drink for Freddie Freeman. He is a hell of a that was he's our a season. Hell of a ball player, and I do
that was our season.
Ahoy, hoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Graham for the Sports with a Capital F podcast, reminding you that if you are a fantasy sports junkie, you need to check out Griff's Fantasy Corner. It can be found at
capitalsports.com. All the fantasy information you need right now, every day of your life, going forward, football, basketball, baseball. Not hockey.
It's a one-stop shop for spot starts, mock drafts, and all the clutter-free fantasy sports information you could ever want. And then some. That's
Griff's Fantasy Corner.
And it's at
capfsports.com.
Griff's Fantasy Corner is part of the Greater Sports with a Capital F Media Empire.
Oh no, Twitter is designed for you to just sit on it all day.
Yeah, it got me last night. Waiting. And I woke up this morning and I was like, I just can't do it. I can't give that many hours a mile. Because it does
it's
suck
designed, it's designed that way. And that's the problem with it. That's why
that's
it was sucking.
Last night.
And that's why people hire people to do it for them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Get some teenager that's going to be on there anyway. I can do it a little bit. I'll give you a night or two.
That's the problem, man. We're old, and we would rather sit and stare at the wall in the dark and drink beer than, you know, you'd feel better about spending that time that way than you would about spending it looking into your phone, arguing with some idiot on Twitter, or even just being like, ooh, I like that.
Well, this is how old I am. I tweet on my laptop.
I knew you were when I saw your tweets last night.
I like it because I can see the words really well. But,
but anyway, we're wasting a lot of time talking about Twitter, and none of this is going to make the podcast, and we have...
Hey, no, you put it all on there. I don't want any editing this time. We're knocking it out of the park.
I think we did pretty well for most of this. It's probably because we're both relatively sober, and it's early enough in the day. This is probably something we should note. We should note this, that I've only had half a beer and some water, and we're doing pretty well.
Say hi. I just feel like you throw me under the bus a lot in the editorial process. That's all I'm saying, man.
Not a lot, but occasionally.
That was pretty good. Pretty good what you did to your sis, though. You cut out her little end and scratching your butt.
Yeah, Well,
I kept thinking.
I told her about that too. I told her. I said Griff said that he felt like you brought a lot of civility to the podcast until the end.
It was real good because I was like, you know, she was like, oh, it's, you know, not that professional of an outfit and blah blah blah.
Well, yeah, you notice she kind of took control, and it was good. It was a good thing that she did, but you notice she kind of took control of the flow of the podcast.
Yeah, and then she proceeded to make it a more professional podcast.
Right.
And then at the end, it went back to being Sports with Capital F.
Exactly. Exactly.
Welcome to Sports with a Capital F. Felt like that I needed to establish myself as more of like a, you know, like a big dog presence on the show, like save Mariah Carey was on the show.
Right, and so my response was
stop
doing it with you.
Here I am again, and now I'm the biggest draw of the whole thing with the fantasy thing. I'm blowing up.
I was going to say, you should look at the views from the podcast I did with guests, because they're way better than the ones we do with each other, because nobody wants to hear us talk to each other. The whole world is a bunch of people at a bar trying to enjoy themselves, and nobody wants to hear us talk.
Come on, just listen to us in your car. We're worth a laugh. Yeah. We're not.
Not nobody. Eventually, we'll become less abrasive and awful, but not today.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.